Hi there. It looks like our time is a bit off here, but it is Enter the Light. Oh, there we go. We're recording now. So happy Sunday, everybody. This is Enter the Light with Lynn Vistel, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, and Jaden, and Marianne Adams, I think, will be joining us later. Welcome, and hi, guys. I just don't know what to say. The clock went off a little early with us, and I got confused. So, yeah, could be. Well, you know what we say, maybe Blog Talk is drunk again. You never know. But, so it's a really simple question we're asking this week. What is a light worker? It's the terminology. Yeah. And it gets me every time when I'm trying to, people say, what is it you do on that show? Or what is it you do when you do readings for people? And I'm like, it's hard to put into words, you know, and you say, I'm a light worker. It sounds sort of like, you know, vague and nebulous. But so anyway, I'm going to pass the question around the table. And Jessica, did you want to start and throw your definition out of what a light worker is?
Well, and I didn't know what the term meant and had never heard it until I actually became, what they call light worker. And it's just a label or a term, just like anything else. But I think the term is used in reference to a person or someone that works with the light, meaning like the Holy Spirit or the angels. I guess the opposite would be working with the dark or being dark worker. if you think about it, you know, the opposite of that would be, So that's just kind of like, I don't necessarily call myself a light worker, or I don't reference to others as light workers, but it is a term that is used a lot. So that's kind of how I look at it. It's just individuals that, you know, work really closely with their intuition and with Christ consciousness to help others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful. Tony, what are your thoughts on that? What a light worker is.
You know, I never knew I was a light worker until a couple of years ago, but I feel that in the last couple of years, and I think the reason why all of us have gotten together in the last like 5 years, or it's probably even more, but is because there's so many of us awakening to being light workers and didn't really understand what we do. But I think because the crisis in the world and what's happening around to everybody, I'd say in the last 10 years, we've noticed that there's something inside us that, and we're working hard. I mean, I feel like I'm working hard all the time as a light worker. Like my brain is constantly talking to me, and some of it is that monkey talk, you know, but a lot of it is not. A lot of it is reaching out to people that need help or other light workers that message me and say, I think I'm this, or think I've been drawn to do that. And it's been really fun to hang out with you guys, with Lynn and Jessica and Marianne, and find out exactly what those are. And I mean, it's changed my life definitely for the better. I start, instead of not trusting some of the things that happened to me or the messages, I started trusting the messages, and I just feel a lot happier in helping people, you know.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
what it means to me. But I think there's a lot of us around, and more we're all recognizing that we have this, you know, so that we're light workers.
Something that's written on the online is a light worker is someone who is here to help transmute the darkness into light. And I just want to add that there's nothing wrong with shadow as a learning experience, right?
Yeah.
We all have that.
Yeah.
But it's when we dwell in the shadows and, you know, go against just the moral correct path, if you like, you know, which basically right. boils down for me to the golden rule, do unto others, you know, as you would have them mm-hmm. do unto you. Be excellent to yeah. each other and party on, dude, as Bill and Ted would say. But, you know, it's not hard to be kind in the world. But I'm trying to find our the slideshow that I put on for this link. It's on there, and I just can't bring it up without turning on the show. So it's like,
yeah.
But if so, I don't know, somebody can... No, I guess you guys can't either. It just, it brings up the audio if I do that. So, but anyway, it's like we're here to, on Earth to, we like healers on Earth. And there's mm-hmm. different forms of light workers. So like mediums do a specific type mm-hmm. of job. And that breaks down yeah. into different types of mediums as well. Like there's the evidential mediums and the physical mediums and it just,
right.
it's an amazing science, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And then there's the healers. We all remember Ryan, who was quite an astonishing healer.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and there's more of them. And there's some that are still, they're still doing their work in the physical today.
Mm-hmm.
What else
yeah.
are there? There's empaths. There's... psychics, like it breaks mm-hmm. down and breaks down and breaks down, but the umbrella term for it, I think, is light workers. And we're really trying to restore balance and peace to the earth. It's really hard to do that. And we get nailed too. Like I think the ones who are mm-hmm. learning through suffering in this experience, they tend to come at us like we've got, you know, bull eyes, what do you call it? Bullseyes on our backs, you know, it's like, oh my God,
yeah.
an empath, I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Some of the, you know, there's nothing wrong with a, like healthy skepticism is absolutely essential. Even if you're, you know, even if you totally believe in everything metaphysical, physical, yeah, skepticism is necessary, but the sneering condescension of some of the skeptics out there is just mindless and cruel. And, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember them going after James von Prague when he had his online community. And he just went, la, 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 they can't touch him. They don't get in. You know, that energy doesn't get yeah. in for him. But some of us weaker mortals, you know, we're like, ah, it hurts, you know, it really does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd say if you're feeling that kind of people who are light workers have often gone through just a kicking from life in the universe, and
yeah.
there a lot of them unfortunately they can't take the energy of this planet, you know, and the humans, because
right.
we're all at different stages of learning, right? So we can
yeah.
very clearly see like what's evil out there, and but how do we stop it? I'm pretty sure we're not going to solve anything by bringing the same energy to a situation that caused the problem in the first place, you know. So like
yeah.
as Marvin says, war is not the answer in energy or the physical world. But I think I'm digressing here, guys. Oh dear.
Oh, no, I have a really good positive affirmation or
mm-hmm.
thing. I just found this. It says, so this is for the month of May, and it says, I'm open to new opportunities this month. I know that I am safe and well supported by the universe. I greet all experiences without judgment, and it is such an amazing time to be alive. So I thought that was pretty cool about and what we're talking about today. So I mean, even
absolutely.
Though there's all this evil, it's still an amazing time to be alive.
Oh, it's,
we're all finding
yeah.
out. Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not, there's never not something to appreciate. Like it's a miracle. And just the fact that we're alive and experiencing this, you know, it doesn't take the icky stuff away, but it certainly helps you to keep going, to have gratitude and a sense of wonder
yeah.
every single
absolutely.
Day, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
being a light worker sure helps that. Like I remember when I first started connecting and I'm like, holy cow, I was blown away. And my sense of wonder has never dimmed down, you know, on this subject. Wow. We have a
ton of callers,
you guys. This is really kind of
neat.
Should we just add whatever? I don't think Marianne's with us yet, but did you guys have any thoughts to add? Yeah, there's a beautiful definition of light worker on our slideshow with this link. So if you can find that online, just type, you know, pull up this show. And I can't pull it up, as I say, but read it. It's so beautiful. It defines it perfectly. There's also a great one of it's a picture of the stormtroopers from Star Wars and Big Bird's walking amongst them. And it says, me trying to blend in as a light worker, trying to blend into the world. It's quite funny. Anyway, that was a fun link to put together. Okay, well, then we won't hold it up anymore. We got to get to all these folks that are waiting so patiently. So we'll start with our caller 212. You're on the air.
Hello. Hi, this is Bryn in New York City.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi,
welcome
everybody.
To the show. Nice to Bryn's a brother to the show. Hi. How
can
we help you?
To you again.
Wow, it's New York, isn't it?
Yeah, New York City.
New York.
so you can hear the sirens in the background.
Oh, boy.
So I have a specific question. I feel this summer I have the opportunity to do something with my artwork, like show it or sell my artwork. But my question is, what do you feel would be the venue for me to do that? Would it be online or at a gallery? Or there's like a open market in my neighborhood, like in Union Square, where a lot of artists put up their tables and they sell them in the square. So I want to know what you feel would be the venue that I show and or sell my artwork.
Mm-hmm. What's the medium you work in, Bryn, or mediums?
There's some watercolor, some acrylic, some colored pencil.
Beautiful. Okay. The word I wrote down, Bryn, is hybrid. I think that it's, if you think about, I'm seeing like a wheel with many, many spokes, right, all coming to the center. It feels like you should do a little bit of online. I think that your presence at the actual bricks and mortar shows will help to increase your online presence. Your online presence increases your attendance at the bricks and mortar, if you see what I mean. So each thing enhances the other. So it's like I wouldn't have just one thing on your plate there. I would have live shows, because it also feels like the work you do has to be seen in person to be appreciated.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but the thing is, have a little bit of each. It's almost like not putting all your eggs in one basket. And online art sales are way, way more sophisticated today than they were a little while ago. So you're in a really good place. I'm feeling like you need to avoid the big places like Etsy and stuff like that. No offense, Etsy, but it feels like a smaller, more personal, like your own website. And you can absolutely sell off your website. But are you able to do the tech stuff, or do you know someone who can do that for you?
I have somebody put together my website, but I would have to, like, maybe have them put together a site for my artwork or something. Or maybe I could do that. I don't know.
Yeah. It's not so hard. Like, if you use one of those user-friendly platforms like Wix or something, and you can sell off Wix, you can certainly hook your whatever you use for online payments, you can hook that in. And, it's actually, I think you're going to do best from a blend. The word hybrid came in. So I'll pass you over to Jess and Tony and see what's going on.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hi, Bryn. This is Jessica. Hi. I got a really big hit feeling, I guess, rather, in my stomach that doing your own website, like Lynn was saying, would be great. I think that would be a great avenue. But also, you know, to personalize it, I think, like, what you were talking about, like some of the street artists that set up, that would be a really neat thing for you. But I think the brunt of your sales and viewing your art would be a great idea to do a web page or a website.
Okay. For me. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
you. Tony, yeah, my head is shaking up and down what Jessica's saying. I also feel the same way, but I really feel strongly about the Union Square and streets because I think it would be good for you, too, to get out and meet people and show your art that way because I feel you tend to stay indoors and stay in with your artwork. Yeah, so I see this being really positive for you this summer. And then also about the website and what I wanted to add in there, my friend just started making cinnamon rolls, okay? And she started a website, but now with the new websites, like I don't know which one she did. I don't know if it was GoDaddy or one that Lynn was talking about, but they actually include people that will help you with the marketing and get it off the ground.
Too.
So it's not like the old days where you pay $25 and that's it. You don't even know what to do. There's actually consultants also that for free. Yeah.
Okay.
That you can do. But you definitely need to go outside, Ren. You have to go out.
Right.
It'll be good for you. And with all those wonderful colors that you paint, and I feel you paint some bright things and you paint some dark things, but I think it'll give you some new... You know, it's going to give you some newfound things that you're going to paint, and I just think it's going to be great. You're going to have a wonderful summer.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Beauty. I just add one thing, Bryn, too. I just pulled a card for you, and it's the Wheel of Fortune. And upright adds brings you good luck, karma, life cycles, destiny, a turning point. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would get behind this and believe the heck out of yourself and your talent and just run with it. So, yeah, I don't have time to really read the whole thing, but if you look up the Wheel of Fortune upright, it's got good news for you, bud. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much, everybody. I appreciate it.
You're so
awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Love and light
to you,
Bryn.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you, Lynn. Bye.
Thanks, lovey. All righty. So we'll move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my computer's a teeny bit slow. 717, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please? Hi, 717. 717 for a minute. Mm-hmm. 516, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Rosie. How are you?
Hiya, Rosie. Well, we're good. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you, too. I took a walk, and it felt good.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Well, what can how can we help you today?
So I was temping as an executive assistant in New York City, and that role came to an end on March 25th. And since then, I have been interviewing, and I have been networking with different recruiters. So every day is something new, but I'm just calling to see if and when you see me getting work.
Okay, Rosie, I just wrote down, I just drew actually pictures of a ball bouncing back and a boomerang. And it feels like it's the same thing coming round again to you, which I'm sorry, sounds really vague, but... So you're an executive assistant. It feels like the same work is coming back to you. Was there a company that you left that you didn't want to leave?
Yes.
Try them again.
You got
it. Try them again. Okay, try them again. Don't give up on that. It feels like the same work or the same job comes back around to you. The ball image I saw was like when you throw it, like a squash court where you whip it against the wall and it bounces back to you. It just feels like. Go ahead.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And can I tell you why?
Sure.
So I was temping with an agency, and that's where I got the position from. So I'm communicating, and I've stayed in touch with the agency, and here I am speaking to a different recruiter in the same agency, and it's a temp position for another firm.
Okay.
That could be the boomerang.
Absolutely. It feels like the same work. It's the same kind of work comes back to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And as long as you're good with it and it's something that
I am,
you know, doesn't, oh, then you know what? I feel like it's going to work out then that way, because if it's the same thing coming back to you, if it's a different agency, but you know,
it's the same agency, but it's a different, because this one position he had mentioned to me is this woman's going on maternity leave and won't, and the position would be starting in May, and she won't come back until December. If they're very good, they would hire you. I would take it as a temp, which is fine, as long as I get my foot in the door.
Yeah, it feels like you can turn something into a permanent job just through, like, you've got the energy. You get your energy right.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge thing. And just take that amazing energy and persist, I think is the word. Don't give up. And it's going to be like, you know, you're going to be kicking your shins a few times and going, ow, 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 because, you know, but it's going to work out. Persistence is the thing. So who wants
to go next?
Do you
know when it's going
to
happen? I'm sorry.
Well, when timelines are not my good, strong place.
That's okay.
I can give you a feeling. Okay. I am seeing like a snowy part of the, you know, for us in the East, it's a snowy time of year. It feels like you do the good work now, and when the maternity leave is up, your work is so good, a position has opened up for you. So it does feel like it will be a wintertime thing. So it might be just really quick. As I say, I keep saying this over and over, but boy, if we could predict that, we'd have the lottery numbers, right? So, you know.
Yeah.
But we'll let you know if things change. We really will. Okay. Anyway, you guys go ahead, Jeff and Tony.
Okay. Hi, Rosie. This is Jessica.
Hello. Hello, Jessica.
Hi. I actually use a deck called Messages from Your Guides. And as you were telling us, you know, kind of letting us know what, you know, kind of your reasoning for calling in, this card popped out, and it is the Like Attracts Like card. And I think it's also validation and confirmation from what Lynn was saying, the boomerang or the ball bouncing back. This card is kind of, you know, almost the same. It says, like attracts like. So what it goes on to say is, this card represents a major tenet of wisdom that the guys would like you to impart. The law of attraction tells you that whatever energy you focus your awareness on, that is the energy you will manifest. You are the creator of your reality. It may seem like straightforward advice, but life on this earth plane is filled with fear in its many guises. The day-to-day distractions that prevent you from focusing on love and compassion can lead you down a road of anxiety, tension, or stress. If you want love and joy in your life, you must expect love and joy in your life. I love that. Just so simple.
Yeah.
If you were to live by the basic truth, you would learn to be mindful of your daily life choices and their consequences. In this physical dimension, it's easy to give into fear and anxiety, but you must realize that it will be those energies that you attract to yourself if you stay in those energies. You must make a conscious effort to to turn the fear-based energies that you may create with your mind into thoughts of compassion, forgiveness, and understanding, mercy, tolerance, and service. No one can ever escape this law, for it rules supreme, like any regiment. This takes practice. If this card appears for you, be on the lookout for an event that you can create consciously and acknowledge it. Focus on the situation and turn that energy into a positive outcome. I really like that card, and I think this card goes right along with your question and where you're going, what you're doing. And yeah, that's what I had for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rosie. This is Tony.
Hello.
Hi. So,
hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Whoever named you perfectly, because I see you as a bright, big, beautiful rose, very outgoing, just blooming all the time.
I am outgoing.
Amazing. Yeah, I can tell. So that's why, like with what Lynn and Jessica were saying, that's why you don't really have to fret too much, because you put yourself out there so much. And the card that I got was, I push beyond my own perceived limitations and I remain open and trusting. So the card I got is just like with Jessica. It does have a light on it too. And it's just to make sure that you trust in your instinct and don't let anybody tell you something different, because
okay.
You are good and people are going to want you to work. And I think you'll have more than one offer, but I think what Lynn was saying about the one job that you do want, the one that's kind of connected, is the perfect one for you. So,
okay. Sounds
happy
good.
Days. You're going to have money. You got a job, I think.
Yay.
Yay.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Rosie. Yeah. Sending lots of love and light your way. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. So we're moving on to...
Hello?
Hi, 919. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
Thank you so much. I have a question. I met a few months back, I met this lady, getting to know each other. I'm trying to take it slow and easy. And I think now just seeing the representative may have left. starting to see some things that I'm not comfortable. Well, I don't say I'm not comfortable. Some things that concern me a little bit. And I just want to make sure I'm not being that person that runs too quickly or am I on point. It's just some things that I'm just not happy with.
Okay. Is this person older than you, Kay?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting like a yellow caution light.
Yes.
the feeling that is coming in is, sorry, that's a compressor going off. It'll be just a second.
No problem.
We're doing some work outside. The caution light is sort of, it feels like this person could be a potential user. If you're feeling an annoyance at the requests that are being made of you, it's almost like, what's wrong with you? Both your arms are broken or something like that, sort of thing. Okay. So in terms of carrying the load, we all have to carry a certain amount of, the day-to-day stuff, right? And it feels like this person likes to have other people carrying her share of the load. And, that's great. I know, when did your last servant die, kind of thing. I would be careful with her, but I don't think she's a bad person. I think she's just more oblivious to the feelings of other people, which can't be much fun, but gently nudge her towards awareness, I think, is your best bet if you want to keep friendship going. But if not, sayonara is a very good word to say if people are like burdening you too much, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, let's see what Jess and Tony have to say about
Thank
it.
You.
But I think
Thank
you're,
you.
I think you know what's going on yourself, little Lynn.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. Hi, Kay.
Thank you. Hello.
Hey, this is Jessica. Interesting. I really like the card that came out for you. It may resonate with you, but, you know, if the Holy Spirit wants a certain card to come out, it will definitely fly out. And the one that came out for you is accept struggles as lessons. Now, given the topic, I don't see this card being accept, you know, someone, you know, taking advantage of you or manipulating you or, you know, stuff like that. I think it says accept struggles and lessons. When you acknowledge your relationship to spirit or source energy, you will begin to understand your role in the bigger picture. Life on earth may seem difficult, but once you accept that the hardships that you encounter are merely set before you in order for you to learn and evolve, then your journey here will become much easier. The important thing is to perceive an obstacle as a tool for growth. So this is basically just what you were talking about. And I think this is a great card, just, you know, confirming this relationship or this this connection
Friendship.
Between you and the person. So, and I think it's what the card is saying is exactly that, but it does not mean that we have to let people, you know, treat us like a doormat either. They're really kind of lessons to be put in place to kind of teach us where our boundaries are and self-love and self-respect and stuff like that. So, it's really neat the way we're just kind of flowing with all of this and the way the cards come out. But that's the card I got for you today. So accept struggles as lessons. And I'm sure you agree. Thank you.
Yeah. My spidey senses have been up. So, you're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Kay.
Tony.
Hi.
Hi. So I got the same. I mean, we're all on the same page today, it says, and we usually are. We usually are anyway. But it says, I am safe and I reach new levels of unconscious knowing as I surrender to the will of the universe. So basically, I think what it means is that trust your intuition. You're exactly right with whatever is whispering in your brain. It seems to be the right call to be afraid of it because you are safe. You know you have a good thing. You know the person that you are, and trust your instincts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're there.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys are so on point. Yes, there is just the simplest things. I mean, something as simple as, and I, you know, of course, don't mind helping someone, but these reference to my house is a mess. Oh, I need my house, meaning hers. I'm like, I'm not coming to clean up your home. I have my own home. No.
Yeah.
So just it, some of the things or, you know, this concept of taking care of, like, I have a grown man, a son. I don't, no, I'm not signing up to be a caregiver. No. Not just
yeah,
your own
thing.
Right. No.
I get it.
Right. But
you want to
thank
live
you,
your
ladies,
life.
So much.
You're welcome.
Exactly. Blessings to you all.
Oh, really? Lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, follow your intuition, Kay. It's pretty much bang on, you know. So you know you've got a pretty good GPS going on there. Okay. Well, have a beautiful Sunday and keep on kicking
thank
butt.
You.
That's good. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So moving on. Oops. 717, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show. How can we help you?
I have a situation, and I spoke to Mary like a couple weeks ago. I don't think she's on yet, though. But
Mary, did you say?
I have a situation with a relationship. It's
okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Anyway, the relationship is over a distance, and it fell apart. But I decided to try again, and I just spoke to a friend who actually spoke with a psychic, and she had told me a message that kind of disturbed me, and I wanted to kind of see if I should be concerned about this and what I should know if I decide to stay in the relationship. The message was that because of an experience that she had with another man, that it caused her a mental issue, that she is not handling the situation well, and now she wants to, on some level, she's punishing any man in her life or something like that. So it's like a sadistic type thing. I kind of don't know if I see that or not 100%. I mean, it makes some sense. I have felt like, in a sense, I have been punished for her past, but I didn't really think it was like directly continuously happening. I'm not really sure how I feel.
Yeah.
Tony, are you picking something up right away here?
Yeah. Well,
go ahead then, love. Yeah.
Thank you. As soon as John answered, hi, John, this is Tony, I drew a ship on water, and I guess that could mean a couple of things. One, I think, is the long-distance relationship, but the other thing is that I think the ship has sailed, and I think your instincts, when you left, I just don't think you should turn around and go back. Who's ever giving you Marie or Mary, whoever you talk to, I think is right in some ways. It's just that it's saying that you're feeling blocked by indecision, fear of making the wrong choice, and it's overwhelming you that you can't even like function because you don't know what choice to make over this this person. And it says when you daydream your way into the future, the options that you have is in front of you. You feel both under and overwhelming. The path from A to Z is often nebulous, and life can present itself like a game of chutes and ladders that bring you down and only lift you up. Your desire to choose the one correct and perfect path can further complicate and muddle your decision. Because there is no way to know that everything will spill forth and that the cup you choose is the right one, you have to use your intuition to decide. Remembering that the temptation is shiny things that can be an illusion. So while challenging, the path will often hold unexpected opportunity. Ask your discerning heart which option honestly stands in front of you today, and even if things are not exactly as they seem, choosing which one you truly desire will offer you the most stepping stone right now. So I hope that helps in some way. Just jumped right out.
Okay.
Do you have any questions about it? I think you know that, you know, it's hard to make a decision like that.
It's very hard, and it is spot on about being overwhelmed and underwhelmed. I mean, I can barely function on a day-to-day basis. And, I mean, we obviously have a very special connection, and she definitely cares about me with all of her heart, and I care about her. But I don't know. I mean, if she actually is manipulative or not. I mean, I always perceived her as being a good person. And I'm not sure if just her past problems are causing her to do it on an undercurrent level.
Yeah.
Or I'm.
If so,
I'm not sure.
Long distance just adds the fuel to the fire. I mean, it's so hard to be able to, you know, really know what's happening or what somebody's feeling by, you know, FaceTime or talking or texting. It's, you know, although we're all used to doing that now, it's still really hard to figure things out that way.
And she has major communication issues as well. So add that to a long distance and it's not easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think you want to help her. I mean, I think help is different than the relationship. When I talk to you, I feel more like you're just worried about what's going to happen to her, and you, because you've become friends or whatever, it might be more of a friendship thing to help her than a love triangle or, you know, something to do with love.
I perceived it as love. She did hurt me recently, and now I'm not sure how I feel.
Right. Yeah. I don't blame you. Tough. It's going to be a tough decision. Lynn, do you have anything maybe that might help in that decision? That's what I got.
Sure. Yeah. I really do. Unless, Jess, if you're chomping at the bit to go right ahead.
Yes, please. It's just kind of all flowing right along. I found it interesting that this card popped out for you, John. Hi, this is Jessica. Sorry, we're all.
It's okay. I appreciate it all. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So the card that flew right out for you, probably at the same time that Tony's did, is don't relinquish your power. So it's pretty interesting that this card came out. Considering what we're talking about, it says you have created a blueprint for yourself, and your role in this matrix of life is vital. Never be less than who you are. If this card appears for you as it is, examine how you may be taking a back seat in the dynamics of this incarnation, if that's a theme for you. It may seem like an easier road to hoe if you acquiesce with others, but in reality, you are doing a disservice not only to yourself, but to your soul family. Your influence matters. Your opinion matters. It is part of your birthright. Don't be so quick to undermine yourself and the way you feel and give away the strength of your convictions. The puzzle pieces that create the bigger picture don't come together as a whole if you choose not to participate. Have faith in yourself and know that your emotions are manifesting in a certain way and at a certain time for a reason. Many insecure humans try to take away the power of others to build up their own shortcomings. Be aware that this is the result of a fragile ego. Acknowledge this and don't engage in their attempts at manipulation. Be steadfast and have resolve. So that's the card I got that just flew right out for you. So I hope that helps kind of along the lines. And yeah, that's what I got.
Wow. Really good. Hi, John. Yeah. Yeah, this is Lynn. Sorry, I think the energy from your question came in really fast for everybody. Like I felt like I just started. Blah. So that's really cool. And I think, John, you know you have psychic abilities, right?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't be afraid to develop that, okay? It's almost like you're pushing it away, you know, and the thing is your intuitions are bang on. You already know, but I drew a picture of baggage, right? And that's the thing is you can certainly get involved with this person if you're willing to deal with all the baggage that comes with her. And it's got nothing to do with you. It is absolutely old relationship stuff. Advice that comes through for you is to don't pursue it, but don't don't pull completely back. Like this person doesn't need punishment. They need compassion, and they need time to heal, because they're trying to run on a broken leg romantically, so to speak, if that makes sense. So, and I pulled a card for you, and that is the Two of Cups reversed. And that's an interesting card. It talks about self-love. Love in any form starts with love for yourself. And when you love yourself unconditionally, you accept and appreciate who you are, and you respect and honor the most authentic version of yourself. And it talks about not, if you don't love yourself, you end up projecting that lack onto others. And that feels like this person that you're trying to have the relationship with. I feel that there's, she doesn't love herself back yet. And so I know it sort of sucks to have to go to friendship, but I think that you honestly love this person. And so pulling back your energy on it and being there as almost a safety net and a friend. And I also wrote, give it time. I don't think it's ever, never, ever going to happen, but I think it's almost like pulling somebody out of the hospital too soon. If they're not allowed to heal, they won't be able to be fully present in a relationship. And there's going to be that sort of, as you say, that subconscious need to harm somebody else. It's said about hurt people that they hurt people, and they don't mean to. It's almost the way a dog will bite when it's injured. You know, it's not trying to hurt you. It's fear biting. And so you're going to be encountering a lot of fear biting, so to speak. You get into this relationship too soon, but I wouldn't pull my friendship away from this person because there's the healing aspect of it. And sometimes just doing something good for somebody else for no good reason at all, except that it helps, can really raise your own vibration. So if you get a chance, go online and just look up the Two of Cups reversed as a sort of energy of this relationship. But I wouldn't despair. It doesn't feel like it's the end. I feel like it's part of the process, you know, and it, you know, if it's done lovingly, I think down the road, you know, you might be able to gain the trust of this person. But just remember, it's not your fault. It's nothing you did. You're just getting nailed for what the previous people did. It's not fair, but it happens, you know.
Okay, so I basically have to decide if I want to wait as a lover or as a friend or whatever.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't push a romantic relationship too soon, because it's like trying to run with an injury. You know, she's not healed from the stuff she's been through. So trying to put her in a relationship that she's not ready for yet. But you know, love is patient, you know, is kind, and, and you don't actually, you know, if it's more comfortable for you to pull your energy back, certainly do that. But I feel that, it's sort of like there's no closure happening here. And, but it's not because she hates your guts or anything like that. She's broken herself. It's got nothing to do with, because the thing is, you would be a lovely, lovely partner for her. And you would be a kind and loving partner, but she's got to learn that for herself. You know, you can't force a person into, you know, what they're not ready for. I know it kind of sucks, but the thing is, you are not going to be without love unless you choose to, you know. It's ridiculous, yeah. Hearing the Mary Tyler Moore theme song, Love Is All Around, you know. It's like it's jingling in my head, but, you know, there's no need to worry. I mean, you are a lovable person. And it's, you know, don't worry about being alone or anything like that. You have lots of fish in the sea. And I don't mean that in a crass way. It's just, I don't think you need to be alone if you don't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
I hope that helps, Sean. I know it's a rough place to be in, but as I say, I wouldn't rush a relationship, you know. Be there as a friend if you can. But this card talks about self-love first, okay? So you need to sort of see what it is. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to focus on now, so.
Good. Look at, there's a lot of potential in you to develop your spiritual abilities. And I wouldn't look away from that, to see where it takes you. You know, you kind of got the potential, is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I hope that helps, John. And, you know, feel free to call us back. Let us know how it goes. Or, you know, if you're still feeling stumped, we'll pull up some more energy for you, see what comes in.
Thank you. You've all been very kind. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Sending you a lot of love and light your way. And
keep on
keeping on, okay? It's going to be okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, the next caller, I have Georgia on my mind when I see this number. Is that Kimberly?
It is.
Hi, hon. How you doing? Welcome. Nice to hear you. So,
I'm well. Thanks. How are y'all?
We're good, and it's lovely to hear you. And, what's going on in your life that we can help you with today?
Well, I am focused on career right now. I am in the process of getting an upskill, a certificate in instructional design.
Yep.
And I just want to hear what Spirit has to say about my next career.
Instructional design, is that like designing courses and stuff like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Beautiful. Right up your alley. Okay. If anyone wants to jump in, please do. I feel like I need to... It's good. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica. This card flew right on out for you. I don't know if it's centered around your career, but this is definitely a message that Spirit wanted you to have. It says, love is your energy. Your soul is energy.
Mm-hmm.
The closest word on earth to describe that energy is love. This is your natural state. The closest word on earth to describe that energy is love. It is the natural, mm-hmm. It is your natural state. Sorry, I just needed to read that again. After your higher self has conferred before incarnation the awareness of your divine loving nature is then filtered through this physical dimension where love is not the natural state. This is why Earth is such a challenging experience for many. Every soul incarnates here with the best intentions of manifesting the energy of love in all that they do. But this I think I might need my glasses. But this dimension is a worthy opponent. Compassion, empathy, and equality can easily be taken over by apathy, indifference, and prejudice. This card is a reminder to you that all the challenges life on earth throws at you can be minimized by exercising the innate power of love within you. Love is the greatest healing force. It unites and understands. Never be afraid to demonstrate love in all its manifestations here, for it will always be true to you because it is you. Oh, and I really like that. I think it really speaks highly of the energy, your energy and who you are. So this is a message that the spirits really wanted you to hear. This card came flying out. So that's what I had gotten for you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, did you want to jump in or shall I go ahead?
You can go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I got, I just wrote down the word good. And I also saw the, I don't know if you remember the Wizard of Oz, but when she encounters the Scarecrow, he goes, some people go that way. And some people go that way. And it's very confusing because it looks like there's all kinds of different openings, paths that you could take from this training that you're taking. And again, I think I've had this feeling with you before where it's really important to be careful that you keep the steering wheel in your hands, right? Don't let others steer for you. Don't let others drive. Don't let others, there's nothing wrong with guidance and there's nothing wrong with getting help, but make sure that you're calling the shots. So for example, if you think about when a person writes a book and then they have an editor and it's like, yeah, I don't want you chopping all this stuff out of my beautiful creation, right? And right. Just, I feel that it's a little bit, you're going to be fine. Like you have no problem gaining work from this training, but the trick is to avoid people who want to use your energy for their own means. Does that make sense? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people are trying to, like, there's nothing wrong with helpful, you know, people helping you and guiding you. But if you get the feeling of people trying to edit your work too much, so to speak, then, you know, when your spider senses are tingling on that, pay attention to them. Because, yeah, as I say, there's your energy requires autonomy, right? And it's not that you're a control freak, but you know how to sail your own ship. And when other people and it's dangerous when other people start monkeying around with the lines and the sails on your boat. There's more, we've got more nautical energy coming in here. But yeah, you make sure you're the one who's driving and making the decisions. And you'll feel the difference. Some people are like, here, I can tell you, you know, I'll tell you what your problem is, or I'll tell you how to do this. And it's when you run into people like that, run away screaming, leave a cartoon outline in the wall. You know what I mean? But yeah, I feel like there's tons of success just at your fingertips, just right there for you. Yeah. Yeah. You've got it going on. And, yeah. So, I pulled up the Six of Wands. No, I didn't. The Seven of Wands. I'm sorry. And, it says you are now in an enviable position and are being challenged by others who want to take your place. So look up, if you would, the Seven of Wands, and it's upright for you, but it feels like, grab what you've got coming in for yourself, grab onto it and hold onto it. And without being like an oligarch or something like that, just, you know, keep the control in, keep that ball in your court, because you are the best. You're the best leader for this venture. Tony, did something come in for you?
Yeah. It's the same as you two. I got the Magician, which brings forth the powerful message of creation and potential. You are magic. You have everything you need to succeed. You're a badass manifesting energy from the cosmos. All the skills you require, they're at your fingertips. Beautiful creator, go create. Activate the magic in your veins by focusing your energy and your willpower, desire, and actions. When you consciously step into your personal powers and decide to shape the material world, it'll go in your way. Every breath is an opportunity to carve new meanings and new perspective into reality. If you are unsure of your ability to create this life and your desire, trust your latest potential that resides within you. Don't feel less than. Remind yourself, you know, how good you are. Find your spark, find your why, and with everything you need sitting in front of you like a giant universe cauldron, what is it that you desire to bring to your life, and what can you do today that will bring you one step closer to reality? So I think you've got it. You did it. And like Lynn said, just be careful of the naysayers around you. And then what Jessica said about the energy, it's at your fingertips. You can take what you want.
Yeah.
All right.
Looks good for you. Yeah, it looks really good for you, Kimberly. I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Just keep on doing what you're doing. I think you, as who was it, Tony? You said you're quite magic. You know, the magician. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You've got the magic. I'm hearing. I can't remember the band, but you. I've got the power. You know that song? I can't think who did it, but
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing in my head. Like, yeah, you're an enchanter. You're just a poom poom. Like, you know, just, use your power for good. That's all we ask, and you're gonna kick butt.
I will.
No, I'm glad you're on the team of the good guys, right? Because you could be an awesome supervillain if you chose to. Like, I'm just like, you know, don't mess with me.
I agree. You know what? I don't know if you've seen the commercial about the Stephen King's new movie, The Firestarter.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I said to myself, I'm so glad I don't have that power.
Well, true. No, but the thing is, fire is a huge part, and the fire element is big with you. I know that you're a water sign, but the fire is very strong in you, and that's a huge... powerful element. And wow, you know, you've always known you've had past lives, you know, as a shaman and a healer and I think a medicine person, you know, so you've had all, you bring all that to this incarnation, and you're doing the right thing. You're using everything that you came here with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm also hearing have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Make sure you enjoy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope that helps, Kim. And I'm so glad you called in. All right.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Sending
y'all
you,
have a good
yeah.
evening.
Thank you. You too, love. And talk to you soon. Call back again. Whoops. I keep hanging up too early. I'm sorry, Kimberly. Love and light to you. Okay, so operator is out. Hi, 850, you're on with the team. Can we help you? Or get your name? Okay, or maybe we'd scare them or put them to sleep. I don't know. Okay. All right, so that's the next caller. 918, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sure, it's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Okay. How can we help you? Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad you called. How can we help you?
So I have a little bit of a dilemma going on in my life right now. It has to do with my job. It has to do with work. So I have more than one job, and I really want to quit one of my jobs. Steady job, and it's fairly good money. I mean, I could make it anywhere else. Probably if I wanted to, but I'm just not sure if I want to quit that job. And then I just started another job, which is doing something that I really like, which is photography. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's going to, I mean, it's only like part-time, so to speak. And so, and financially I'm not hurting. I also have a cleaning business and I have a little store, but I just don't know if I should quit this job. They're really giving me a hard time because I had an injury last year and my back hurts really bad. And they expect me to stand the complete shift. You have to be on your feet. And so I'm having issues with that. And I asked them if I could have a stool to sit on. And they're like, so their comeback for the reasonable accommodation for my hurting back was you get to take – every 2 hours, you get 10 minutes that you can take a break. And I said, well, that's already the law. So what kind of accommodation is that? You know, so I'm kind of going through some stuff with them. I'm just not sure if I want to completely walk out the door or so. I don't know. I've been on this teeter-totter for weeks now trying to figure out what I want to do.
Yeah. I heard you say just now, Shelley, I don't know if I want to stay or go. The fact that you're even questioning this, when you were talking about the situation there, I'm feeling this basic disrespect. It takes it's like the difference between a boss and a leader, right, in terms of the management.
Right.
It feels like you're working for bosses, sort of these little potentates that think, well, you know, if I make people suffer, I'm really tough, you know. It made me get a really bad feeling of ick, you know, yuck. And I don't think you're doing yourself any favors by staying here. I felt such a wave of disrespect for you as a human being in this job. The other thing too is I feel I get the very strong message: don't be afraid to take a leap of faith. Now, do you have a good strong belief in your abilities and the thing you want to do? Feels like a passion you want to pursue.
I think that I do. I mean, like, I just did a collage of photos for someone, and so it was out of a kid, a four-year-old, mind you, playing baseball, and he doesn't like baseball, and so every picture that I took of him, which I had took about 200 to get 35 good ones, you know, but I took him like he's looking up at the – he's just playing is all he's doing out there. He's just goofing around. He's not paying attention to the ball. He's not hitting the ball. He's not – nothing to do with baseball. He's doing splits. He's doing backflips, all this kind of stuff. But I was able to take all those pictures and make it look like he was actually playing, like he's actually throwing the ball, you know, just by picking out the right scenes. And so they were very impressed with it. So but yeah, I do. I have a passion for that. I like doing it. I just
you're an artist,
don't want to
yeah.
burn out on it. Yeah.
Well, no, but you're an artist. And what I got here for you is, okay, as I said, basic disrespect at this job that where they're making you stand. I wouldn't keep them around in my energy. They're just not. It's like eating junk food, right? You can do it. You can live on it, but it's going to make you feel icky. And I think staying at this job is just going to make you feel worse and worse. It says do something simple to start and bring a few bucks. So, for example, as a photographer, if you can come up with sort of a line of, say, note cards, right, that you can sell and make a few bucks, and that will ease you. So start simply and do your work, because it sounds to me like you're an artist and this is something you really need to fly with and develop. And I don't think you're going to burn out on it. I really think it's going to grow for you. And so the term leap of faith comes in, and I feel like if you, it's like, life is way too short. Like, we have a very short time where we get to run around in these meat machines that we live in. And then we have to go back, right? So I would take everything that you've got, run with it, build it, and enjoy. And don't look back, because, you know, your artistic soul is like a butterfly. That's, the wings are going to get crushed under that kind of experience, like that kind of job. And even if you take a different job, don't put up with that kind of thing. It's terrible, and it just leads to bad feelings and depression, and you don't need that. You need to fly, you know, stretch your wings and fly. Jess and Tony, what are you guys picking up?
Hi Sherry, this is Jessica.
Hi.
Really interesting how our conversations just flow, and a lot of the times we pick up the same thing. So I thought this was really neat. This card that came out for you is appreciate your talents. It says the body that your higher self and your guides have selected for you to inhabit in this dimension was born with a predisposition for certain skills. If your spiritual blueprint is best served by the life of a musician as opposed to that of a mathematician, then an embryo with that genetic disposition will be chosen. This card has come to you because your guides want you to acknowledge that you have special abilities and talents and to nurture them. When someone you admire appears to be more capable in a certain field, you may feel envious. But to be envious of another's skill set is disregarding your own.
Your human gifts were chosen for you for a reason. They are a signpost to you on your own path. Acknowledge them, cherish them, and follow them to where they lead. Share them with the world so others will recognize those same qualities within themselves. This is a really neat card, and I think it is just validating and confirming what you were talking about. I think you're probably going to go somewhere with the photography.
That was a very neat card.
Yeah, this was a really cool card. It says appreciate your talents, and I think it's definitely just an indicator to you with what you've been doing to just run with it, appreciate it, and show it to the world. Beautiful.
Awesome. I like that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me too.
Hi, this is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
So the message I got is almost exactly the same with there too. it might be just a little different because it's saying not to drain all your energy on this decision. To use it, don't give them the benefit. I mean, whatever your instincts are right, you can walk out tomorrow and you're going to be fine. Because like Lynn said, they're not respecting you at all. And there might be a little soreness after you do leave, but you're winning. And always remember that sometimes when you do change, you might take a step backwards, but in your case, you're going to also step 5 feet forward. So it says don't let the fear of failure get in your way because it's going to drain you even more. So whatever you're feeling is right on. And the bottom of the card says the lessons move me ahead always. So whatever lesson you'll learn from this is going to help you in your new adventure. So it looks really good and promising. I think you're on the right track. It's awesome.
Awesome.
You can do that
with
photography. Yeah.
Yep. Right. I believe that this was a good talk. It'll help me make that walking out the door much easier tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Good heavens. What would you advise any friend of yours that told you the same thing? What would you advise them to do? You'd probably advise them to like not even look back and just vamoose out of there. It's a shame, you know, but the thing is, it's an experience for you to wake up and really see, you know, what your authentic self needs to, you know, be true to yourself and stuff like that. And these people that you're working for, I just want to go and give them a good smack, you know, wake up and stop being like that, you know, but
Yeah,
you can't change
and it's
them,
a big
though.
It's a big corporation, so that makes it even 100 times worse, you know.
Oh my God! No, as an artist, you need to be standing in your own authentic light and doing what you're brought here to do. I was just remembering, I think it was Edna, what's her name? She used to write a column. She wrote "The Grass Is Always Greener Over the Septic Tank." I can't think of her full name. But she said something wonderful. She said, when I go back home again at the end of this particular life, I want to stand and go, look, I used everything you gave me. And I think that's something that you need to do, to use everything you've been given. Because, you know, the talent isn't meant to rust out. It's meant to, you know.
Right. Well,
but go for it.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
I appreciate it.
I hope that helps. I'm interested. Let us know, would you, how it goes for you? And, you know, and wonderful. Sure. And when you get, you know, sort of rolling with your work, you can send your website to us and we'll pop it on our Facebook page for you.
Oh. Awesome. Okay. I will do that.
Alrighty.
I appreciate it.
You're very, very glad you called. That's lovely. Thank you.
And you ladies have a great day.
You too. And
we will. Thank you.
Yeah, have a good career ahead of you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, here we go. Now, I feel like
Marianne
I've got...
There.
Is that Marianne? That's why I'm confused. I'm like, I can't remember who I'm turning. It's Shelly's number here. Sorry. I've got Shelly.
I turned her on.
Okay, 918 is where I'm going to hang up. Sorry, Shelly, we kept you on there. There's Marianne. Well, where are you, Marianne? Are you there?
I'm here.
Wow, hi, welcome. Me? Yeah, no, we can
hi.
Hear you fine. That's great. Thanks for joining us. You were stuck at work. Sorry we couldn't have you for the whole show, but it's nice that you jumped on. I'm glad. We're just
thank
about
you.
To...
Yeah.
We had a bunch of a couple of callers that just dropped off, but we'll see if 850 is still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, hi.
I'm
sorry, we have to go on. I didn't know, but hi, 850. Can I get your name, please?
Hey. Yes, my name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. I'm glad we got you on. How can we help you today?
Well, my mom called me and said that she believes that my brother, who we just found a couple of years ago, he was there helping taking care of her, and thinks that he tried to take a loan out in her name for Harley Davidson, and we're pretty sure it was him. And then when I talked to my brother the other day, he was going to send me a gift in the mail, some vitamins for my rheumatoid, mm-hmm. and I noticed on the envelope it said my mother's name. And I was like, but it was my brother's address at the UPS. And I was like, uh-oh, what is going on here? So what do you feel is going on?
So this is a reunion a couple of years ago. This guy's been sort of out of the picture.
Yes, I just found him a couple of years ago. And this first time I'd ever met him 50-some years later. So I really
Tony,
brother?
Yeah. Let's run to Tony because
yeah,
you're getting a lot of input here.
Yeah, well, I just drew three dark clouds when you got on there. So, is this a brother, a half-brother that you never knew about? Or
Yes.
Is that what you were saying?
I knew about him, but I never could find him, you know, when I found him.
Right, yeah.
So it's really depressing, but in my gut did do that. You know, I'm like, that's theft. That's identity theft, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now I don't know about why did he put his name, why was her name on my envelope, but the gift was from him.
Yeah. So is it just you and your mom before him? Or you take care of your mom? You've always watched out for her, right?
Yeah, I've always kind of watched out for her. But she wasn't in my life until I was in my 20s. So I didn't meet her until I was in my 20s. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I what I'm getting is that you're on the right track, that whatever suspicions you have are probably the correct ones. You know, there's always two sides to every story. So I would, you know, I used to be the type that I would be like you and then go and accuse without getting the facts. But I feel in this case that you really need to get, I mean, you've got one fact. I think you need to just dig a little deeper and the facts are going to jump out at you.
I feel like they already have, because I looked back when I met him. You know, we'd go to a restaurant, and he said he'd pay for dinner, but then he'd run off to the bathroom, and me and my boyfriend would pay for it. And just little stuff like that made me feel, okay, he's a bullshitter.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know how our instincts usually are correct. You know, we just sometimes don't want to see him, but I believe that this new rebirth or the transformation, it says the cycle of transformation, rebirth, transition, change, new beliefs, newfounded awareness, ending in a symbolic death, and intuition is the process. So I'm not saying that he's going to die, but the relationship, it sounds like, is not good. Yeah. In the card.
Yeah. I don't know how to end it, but it's like I don't want him in my life. If I can't trust him, and after he did that, now I don't trust him, and my gut instinct is my mother's telling the truth.
Well, I would definitely check at the Harley place and see who the loan was through. And, you know, and then you got to do what you got to do to protect your mom's credit or protect her, because she'll be stuck with it all, you know.
She already called and they're going to investigate, and they took it off of her credit.
Okay,
they're going to investigate. So how am I going to get him out of my life, though? Because he plans on moving down here by me. And it's like, oh, my God, I don't want him in my house. I won't be able to have any of my finances or anything around them, because I won't be able to trust them.
Yeah. I think you're going to have a talk with them. I mean, you're going to have to tell them what you found. And I think honesty is the best policy, is what it's saying. I don't know if maybe Jessica or Lynn have something else that will go along with that, but the card that I got was definitely the dark clouds, and that there is sunshine coming through, but right now it's not. It's, you know, you need to get rid of the bad around you.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Jess, did you want to, or Marianne, or either one of you guys want to go ahead? I will jump in after.
I'm not ready yet. Someone else can go.
Okay. This is Marianne, did you want to I've got rented lips today. Did anybody want to add? I'll go ahead. This is creeping me out. I've never pulled this card before, but I pulled up the devil. How'd that grab you?
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Shadow self, attachment, addiction, restriction, and sexuality. Yeah. Does this guy feel like he's like a ladies' man, or does he think he's attractive to women? I'm getting this icky feeling that he's one of those.
He thinks he's really attractive to women, but I don't think he's all that attractive.
No, that's the thing. Yeah.
When I first met my brother, I had a weird feeling because he would get really close to me, you know, where, you know, like when he hugged me and, you know, it would touch my boobs. And I'm like, I told my husband, you know, I don't like him getting that close to me because I don't know him yet. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
And,
I need to take a shower. Okay. Yeah. What I wrote down was the word foundation. And with the message that I got, you have a solid foundation of friends and family that you've built. They may not be blood relatives, but you have a solid foundation of social protection and social contact in your life. This guy is an addition to that rather than sort of blending right in. I'm really sorry. I feel like he is up to no... He's self-serving, and it's all about, it doesn't matter if it hurts somebody else, he's going to, what's the word I'm looking for? Opportunist. Yeah. Okay. So, and I do get this creepy feeling. You can look up the devil in the tarot. I just type in devil in tarot, and that the meanings will come up. But there's a lot of shadow attached to this guy. And I think he thinks he's a lot more excellent than, you know, the world around him. There, like, he's going, look at me, and everyone's going, ew. So I would stick to your foundation of friends and family that you've created, your friends being your family, right? You have built a foundation, right? So use that as a place of protection. I wrote down, you love him more than he loves you as a brother. You know, family's nice, but the thing is, you can be a family to somebody who's just not even related to you, and you can have a family member who is estranged and not, there's no energetic connection at all. And if you ask how to get rid of this guy, well, honestly, just do the energy work. And if he is up to no good, as you see, just pull your energy back. And if he tries to pursue you, you know, you just don't give them anything to push against. No is a good answer, and that's all you have to say. You can explain it if you want, but you don't have to explain yourself, you know, and especially protect your mom, because, you know, she is in a bit of a vulnerable position. So
I just think it's so disgusting that he would try to take out a loan in her name, and she got the denial letter in the mail. At first she didn't think nothing of it, and then she put two and two together. And then she,
yep.
she told me Harley Davidson, I knew it was him. And then I got a
pencil
in mail in the mail with her name on it, but yet it was his address. And I was like, oh, my God, my mom's telling the truth. That's proof
yeah.
right there. Why is the UPS in her name? Like, did
yep.
he take out a credit card? I know he got a denial on the loan at Harley Davidson, but did he try any further, like getting a credit card or anything in her name? She didn't see anything, but I'm like, are we missing something?
Yeah, I think you're missing something.
Yeah, I feel
yeah,
it
need
too.
To look.
Like,
yeah,
do you think it's a credit card?
I don't know for sure. If I did, like. Lynn always says I would probably be rich so because I'd know the lottery numbers, but I do feel that something is that you're missing something, that there's something there that's going to show its face and you're going to get your, you know, definite answer. It could be a credit card. It could be some kind of line of credit because these days you can get like line of credit over the internet with, you
uh-huh.
know, by taking, it's just very, very easy to do it. And there's another little story I want to tell you. My best friend who was adopted, she didn't find out about her sister till like the same way later in life. And
uh-huh.
she reached out like you did and they started showing up at her doorstep and then they show up at her doorstep again and then basically trying to move into her house. And she didn't know, you know, she never grew up with her. And so, and she really didn't have a connection because they didn't grow up together. Like Lynn was saying, you know, you have your family and your support system.
Uh-huh.
She finally just had to say no and shut the door, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it might make you feel a little guilty at first, but it's going to be for your own good. I mean, she had to do that and she's much better off because of that. Just because, like Lynn said, they're family or blood family, it might not be the best thing for you or your mom. You know, so it
right.
does happen. Yeah. So your instincts, I would follow them because I think they're really, really good. And I think you know. And just do a little detective work, and I think you'll find exactly what you're looking for.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I then called my mom. I said, look at your banking account, see if there's any credit cards opened up. And I said, check your bank card, and she can't find nothing.
Wait, did she go on Experian? Because you can open an account on Experian, and you don't even have to, like, sign up for anything, and it'll show you everything that's been opened up.
Yeah, she went to Experian, and then she also went to Credit Karma.
Mm, yeah.
And I feel like there's something, I don't know, my gut feels like that she got money from her somehow. I don't know how. A
yeah,
credit
I don't
card,
know if
but
those payday
I can't
loans.
Find it.
I don't know if those payday loans are those quick on that. I don't think they do until they miss the payment, and then they'll show up everywhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's a payday loan?
It's a loan where you can, it's like you sign for a payday. They're all over Utah. I don't know if they're any other state. Or you can get an online loan, and as soon as you miss like two or three payments, then they start showing up on your credit. But they usually give you 90 days before you do.
Uh-huh.
The only reason why I know about it, because it's really big here and people have gotten in a lot of trouble over them. But so that could be the case. It might not show up that minute, but, you know, it could show up in a month. So you might have to keep
looking.
Maybe
it's just too soon. Maybe you think it's too soon
yeah.
that it just hasn't showed up
yeah.
yet. A
yeah.
credit card.
They don't even ding your credit. They don't do a hard credit pull. Yeah.
Oh. And it's a credit
so it
card.
Wouldn't show up. I don't know
it's
if it's a
credit
a
card.
I just feel that it's some kind of money or some kind of loan, something that's gonna that you need to keep looking for. That's gonna come up under your mom's name.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not sure what it is.
You ladies
stand
are
by.
Awesome. I hope I catch them. She turned it in to the feds, and
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, will they really investigate and find out?
No.
You know?
You're nipping it in the bud.
Yeah. It's very, what a police officer told me before, or the FBI, they said, the FBI is more for white collar crimes, but small crimes like ours don't really get noticed because they have such bigger fish to fry. And definitely police stations and stuff like that don't really get involved in those. That's why it happens so much. Yeah.
Wow. Sad.
So
really
I think you're going to have to do the investigation on your own.
All righty.
You know, we still have two more. We have Marianne and Jessica still to hear from. So let's see. But I think, you know, it's pretty clear to trust this dude. Marianne, did anything come in for you, hon?
I think she dropped. I think she's
I'm still here.
Oh, really?
Yay.
I'm
still here. Any clues to find out how to catch them?
Oh, that's Michelle. I mean, Marianne dropped off.
Oh, you're quite right. She did. There's Jessica still.
Hi, Michelle. This is Jessica. And I know what you were talking about, and I didn't want to change the subject, but I think Spirit really wanted this message to come out for you. I mean, this card flew right out and almost hit me in the forehead. Sometimes that'll happen. When they fly out of the deck, they'll go straight up in the air. And like I said, this isn't necessarily along the lines of, you know, your along the subject line of why you called, but there's a reason why I pulled this card for you. And this card is, it says, practice moderation. It says, you have chosen to incarnate into this physical dimension to enjoy and partake and experiences you could not have anywhere else. It's crazy to think about it like that if you just stop and think, wow. In all things, whether in the spirit realm or on earth, balance is key to everything. Moderation simply means avoiding extremes in all things. You must learn to conserve energies and bring moderation in order to live a fuller life. Express yourself more clearly and cultivate the gifts of your spirit. If this card makes an appearance in your spread, as it has, you need to examine what aspects of your life seem to overshadow the rest. Too much work, too much food, too much stress are all common areas to keep a watchful eye on. You are a precious, precious being, and you need to understand that it is your responsibility to bring yourself to a state of balance and moderation, or it's usually said, suffer the consequences. In life, there should always be a sense of cooperation with others. You are experiencing a time in our civilization that is saturated with stimulation and technology. It is therefore imperative to stop and be mindful of the moments that you are living in. Simplicity in all things mixed together with a sense of balance in everything you partake in makes for a happier and longer life. So this card really wanted to make an appearance for you. It's just the card of practicing moderation. Maybe you're doing that. Maybe you need to do more of that. I'm not sure, but this card was for you, and I hope that helped.
Yes, it has. I've been kind of stressed out over all this. Yes, so it does resonate. But because part of me is like, okay, I don't even want him in my life, you know, because I kind of sensed it before. You know, and it's really disheartening, you know, because I wanted my brother in my life, you know. You ladies are awesome. But I wanted to tell you something. And I've had this happen before. Sometimes I think when, you know, psychics or intuitions, I feel like sometimes they pick up me when they're talking to another caller. And, like, for example, my daughter was born on my birthday. And she actually picked up what my daughter was doing. Everything that she did that weekend is what she told me, which is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyways, I had to tell you, one of you ladies talked about they pictured a ship. Now, I just want to tell you this. I live on a 60-foot boat. And,
oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, is she talking to me?
And, that is so cool.
I sold everything because my health is not good. I said, you know what? Less is better. And I'm going to live out my dream on this boat. And we've been working on it ever since. But that's okay. Labor of love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so cool, Michelle. And you know
yeah,
what?
No, I did. I drew a picture.
Nice.
That's so cool. Wow,
yeah.
Tony. But I just had to tell you that.
That's
that is
cool.
So
thanks,
cool.
Michelle.
And I think the boat idea is awesome. So awesome.
So
and I agree with you. Less is better. I mean, and I've been, you know, seeing that for myself just in the last 2 years. I actually live in a van. And I love it. You know, I mean, you don't have to stress or worry about accumulation of, you know, all this stuff. And it's just so nice. Yeah.
It is. I gave my kids all my stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I've been holding on this stuff for years. I'm like, I just gave it all to them. And I was okay with it. I thought at first I was going to miss it. But you really don't. And it's just like
that's
a
awesome.
New beginning, you know?
Yeah. It's, it's so neat.
Yeah. I wish I could do that. Less is more.
Do you
really,
guys... go ahead.
Oh, I just really believe that less is better. I really do.
Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted to ask, do you guys think Shelly should be... Michelle, I'm sorry. You should be working on your abilities, your psychic abilities. I think you're already
I think
a light
so,
worker.
Too.
Yeah, I think you're a psychic.
I don't know how... You know, I don't know how, I've had so many people tell me that, and ever since I was young, I've been able to sense people, and I know if they're lying to me, and it's like, you know, I don't even know how to explain it, and I don't know how to bring it out stronger, because I try to meditate, and I just don't know how to meditate, and it just happens. I even have dreams that come true. And some of them are just bogus dreams, but I told my one brother how he was going to have his wreck, but it was on the opposite side of the road, which is really weird. And another time, I was going around the corner, and I says, it was ice on the road, and I'm like, I'm going to slide into that mailbox. I was thinking it. And I'm not going to hit it. So I went up there to go check my mail, and I'll be damned if I didn't slide into the mailbox.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It just little stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yep. You're already started. You don't have to find anywhere to start because you're already on your way. I think your big thing is to trust what's coming through. And that's huge for all of us. We're like, is that me thinking that? Or is it actually a message? And you get all bent out of shape. I'm thinking, who's a good one? James von Prague is a good one to follow, like on YouTube or something like that. He does wonderful Facebook Lives. You know, they're free and everything, and follow him. There's all kinds. You guys, can you think of any suggestions for someone to develop their abilities? Go ahead.
Actually, this would be a really good topic sometime, but I was actually looking it up because I'm also trying to, you know, we're always trying to, hone in more on our intuition and psychic abilities. And there's a lot of different, tests, mental games, like kind of, you can play with yourself, meaning like,
I already know the answer. But then I call you guys because I want validation, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe it is a trust thing.
Well, then,
it is definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say a lot of us, you know, go through that, you know, and it's not easy to trust what you're feeling or your intuition, you know. For some reason, we have this, you know, this default to almost this natural default to minimize what we're getting or what we're thinking or what we're feeling, you know. there's a lot of, if you just, honestly, if you Google it, though, there's a lot of really neat, there you go. That's the term I was trying to use, exercises instead of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're kind of like, yeah, it's really neat exercises for furthering your psychic development or your intuition and stuff. So just do a quick search.
How did you guys get yours? How did you guys get yours?
Well, for me, I've kind of always been that way, but I never really, you know, saw it as, you know, I've always kind of been that way. I guess there was never a term for it that I thought there was a term for it, but I would say my psychic abilities, my intuition, my empathy really kind of busted wide open when my son Jaden transitioned home at the age of 10 years old in 2012.
No,
no. Oh, no. Thank you. It was just incredible. And I think it can happen like that as well. I mean, we could even be born, you know, I think everyone has natural abilities. And I think some of them are just, some people just have them more developed than others. I think sometimes we don't get to that point until we hit a certain stage in life. I mean, see, mine didn't come on, you know, full-fledged like that until I had reached this level or this certain point in my life where then it was just all completely broken open in a beautiful way, I would say. Yeah.
Nice.
It just came.
Pleasure.
Yeah, like it all just kind of came in, and yeah, it was amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I've had it all my life. I just, you know, it's just like with my brother, it's like I kind of already knew, and yeah. But I was like trying to find every reason why else would her name be on there, and there is no reason. She had her own mailbox. You know, I was trying to find excuses, hoping I was wrong.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, that's because you're so, you know, you had a brother, and, you know, it's probably all that burst, that bubble has been burst because you were hoping for, like, a great brother, and you got, like, this dickhead, you know, so.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a shame. But, you know, I'd focus on what's positive, like the good people in your life. Focus on them, and, you know, it's. These people are inexplicable, except that they're learning through suffering, and they make other people suffer too. And we don't know why, you know, they've signed on to go at it this way, but your vibration is so much higher, you know, and you need to be at a frequency of light, whereas this guy's like messing around in the shadows. And but I think you just needed us to validate that you've already got it going on, right? Yeah. You're always welcome. Yeah, we're always happy to welcome a guest to the show. You just get in touch with us on Facebook. Enter the Light is our page. And yeah, just if you want to come on and try, you know, see how you do. I was also going to suggest, too, that you try tools. Try some simple tools, pendulums, a card deck that speaks to you. Different things. There's a fun telekinesis exercise you should try. It's called the Psi Wheel, and you can, it's PSI, I think, and it's, you can find out on YouTube. Just pull up the, it's an exercise. But there's, I think, you know, you've got lots of expansion to do in terms of your abilities.
Wow.
You know,
and
you already know you got them. Yeah, PSI. That's great fun. Yeah. Our dear brother, Ryan, who used to be on the shows with us, and he transitioned, what, 3-4 years ago? But that was what he was working on just before he crossed. And he was trying to get his telekinetic energy going. So practice, just look up things you can use. Divining rods are cool. You know, automatic writing. Just, you know, and actually once you start to seek it, the lesson, everything's going to come. You're going to be surprised at how quickly the leads come, you know, so you'll be thinking about something. And as you say, you think something and it tends to happen. So manifest some lessons on how to develop your abilities and they'll show up.
Okay.
They will. Yeah. You've got a lot of power there, kiddo, and just keep, you know, and don't let the jerks get you down. Like there are jerks out there. And they're as inexplicable as mosquitoes, but they are there. And, you know, you just got to keep moving
right.
forward despite them. Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless you, lady.
Thanks,
bless
Michelle.
You right
you're
back, Michelle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank
you're
you.
Good.
Love talking to you guys.
Well, thank
we
you.
Too.
And you're beautiful. Yep. Well, if
thank
you do
you.
Want to
thank
try
you.
Your try your skills out on the show, just get in touch with us, okay? Let us know, and
yep.
we'll
okay.
bring you on as a guest.
Thanks.
All righty.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Beautiful. All right, you guys. Well, I think we're just about at the end of things, so let's go around the table. I can't speak anymore. Jessica, it really does. So I find I'm drained after these shows. It's a good time,
yeah.
but it's like we put a huge amount of some kind of energy into it. So Jessica, how can people find you if they want to connect?
Thank you, Lynn. My name is Jessica Marie Tatro. You can find me under that name on Facebook. And we do have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven, where my son tells a lot of his life story and afterlife story there. And I'm also on the Sacred Embers website.
Yep. Excellent. Tony, how can we find you?
Yeah, I love Jessica's. I love Jaden's Facebook page. I'm on it a lot.
Yeah.
So you can find me on Enter the Light, also that page, and then Facebook. It's Tony Jorgensen, and it's me blowing a kiss with my grandson Cooper. And then I also am on Instagram at Tony KJ, and it's the same picture. And also Twitter at Tony KJ.
Excellent. Marianne, I guess, dropped off, but you can find Marianne Adams on Facebook, too. Just look her up. Marianne is working on developing her abilities, which, again, it's like so many of us. She's got amazing abilities, and one thing we all have to do is learn to trust our own, you know, what's coming in. The messages come in, and once you break through that sort of resistance, it gets a whole lot easier, and the messages tend to come in a lot more clearly. So, you know, keep on plodding along and trust your own GPS, because we all get born with it, right? And we can develop it just like playing the piano or something. Okay, so I'm Lynn Bleasdale, and you can find me on Facebook or lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And as we, Tony was saying, we have a Facebook page, Enter the Light. You can also go to the Sacred Embers website for the whole team, and that's sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And Tony, do you want to just quickly give out the Ukrainian aid websites again? If you want to help Ukraine, the people in Ukraine.
Yeah. So you could either go to livenation.com, and they are still accepting money. There's three that I use. It's Live Nation, or who I work for is corresponse.org. And you can donate to Ukraine there. And then also what is his website? The Hunger website. It just slipped my mind now.
Oh, yes.
You know
who
I'm talking about?
World yeah,
yeah.
Oh, boy.
But it's the chef. Yeah. I'll put it on the page. I'll look it up and put it on the page. But he's doing an outstanding job. He's been over in Ukraine, he goes in and feeds, tries to get to the people that are stuck in those buildings, I mean, risking his life. And then they are also on the border, and it's not getting any better. In fact, you know, sometimes the story goes away, but they still need help and they still need money. We're there. We've hired over 350 people. So we're now giving Ukrainians that have crossed the border paychecks so they can send money back to people, you know, that are trapped and that they can take care of themselves. But it looks like it's going to last for a while. So I'll put those websites on the page. Yep.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. Yep. And
you're welcome.
Yeah. You know, and if you're a praying sort of person, send up the prayers for there's so much strife all over this beautiful planet. I think our hearts weep for it. But yeah. Remember, it's that line from the Desiderata, you know, for all the sham and drudgery, it's still a beautiful world, and gratitude will keep. I'm just going to put on Louis to sing us out, restore our sense of gratitude and wonder. Thank you, you guys. You're a lovely team. I am honored to work with you guys, and thank you. Love and light.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Learn much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.